That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Goosefava. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday is all about small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And how many times have you heard you should be making your bed every single morning? Yeah, they even wrote that book. Naval Admiral McCraven, remember he wrote that book? Make Your Bed, Little Things That You Can Do to Change Your Life and Maybe the World.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about getting up and getting motivated and taking charge and taking stock, basically. You know, have one success and it leads to the next.
Exactly. That's his whole thought process behind it. And there's actually research that's come out of the National Sleep Foundation and says that if you make your bed every morning, it improves your sleep quality as well. They said that you have about a 20% chance more of having a better night's sleep if your bed is made when you get into it.
Okay, so why are these crazy people telling us not to?
Because it's real nasty. Now they're saying you should not be making your bed every morning, and here's the guy from the internet explaining.
Making your bed in the morning traps dust mites that have accumulated overnight. These microscopic predators, which are less than a millimeter long, feed on the scales of human skin and thrive in moist environments.
I mean, so what? So if you don't make the bed, they're free to roam? Is that what you're telling me, man? And then they're going to free graze somewhere else so they won't be on my body? Because that sounds crazy.
When we sleep at night, our bodies become warm and sweaty, making us prime targets for these mites to feed on us.
So they're living in our beds, these little tiny mites.
Yes.
And then when we're sweaty at night, they just come at us in all kinds of ways. It gets worse, Raven.
Oh, boy.
So making your bed in the morning traps all this moisture and provides a home for 1.5 million of these bad boys.
1.5 million of them, these bad boys coming at you.
Let me tell you something. I just had a doctor's appointment a couple weeks ago. All right. One of the things we were discussing, allergies and problems with my sinuses. And you know what she said? Put my my bed in a plastic bag. You know how they've got those mattress, you know, bags or whatever they put on there. And she's like, anytime you buy a bed, she's like, after 6 months, it's full of these things anyway. She's like, you can't clean it. You can't vacuum it. You can't steam it out. It makes no difference whatsoever.
So what are you supposed to do? You sleep with it in a bag?
Put it in a bag. Basically, it's like a plastic case that goes around your mattress, and then you put the sheet on it. I mean, I don't like the idea. It's not going to let it breathe the same way, but you can't do anything about dust mites.
Well, they're saying if you don't trap them, like when you make the bed in the morning.
And then where do they go? If I'm not trapping them, where are they going?
Funny you should ask.
Oh.
Instead, leave your bed messy just for a while. It exposes these mites to air and sunlight, which dehydrates them and causes them to die.
That's why when you take the corner off and you do the thing where you shake the sheet and you see all that dust go out, that's just the 1.5 million bad boy mites being dead and being thrown off your bed.
I mean, I guess my bed would need to be in direct sunlight, so it's so intensive that these dust mites are just burning off.
I don't know why you're so mad at science. I don't know why. But at least
I don't believe anything he's saying. I'm sorry.
It does make sense because if you've ever done the thing where the corner shake, where, you know, all the stuff goes flying off.
Right.
Clearly there's things that are in your bed and like the skin from your body and all that other stuff.
Just leaving it unmade for 20 minutes, I don't think is going to kill that off.
If you make it, now you're trapping them under there. And you know what they're doing under there? They're making more dust mite babies.
They're breeding.
I think. Yes.
They're breeding dust mites.
Yes.
I'm not sure about the relations of dust mites and how their procreation works, but I assure you, I'm going to Google that after this.
Well, one of the bigger questions that goes hand in hand with this, Raven, and I feel like it's like an old age question everybody always talks about is how often should you be changing your sheets? And I was really shocked by the new research on that. It's coming up next. Turns out you shouldn't be making your bed every morning. That's according to new research because you're trapping the mites and you're creating a warm breeding ground for them.
Okay, whatever. If you say so, Mr. Internet guy.
Here is the internet doctor explaining why again.
Leave your bed messy just for a while. It exposes these mites to air and sunlight, which dehydrates them and causes them to die.
Right. So basically, you just want to let the sun come in for them to dry up and they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's okay. The word I meant.
Sounds like intense sunlight to me. Sounds like a good amount of time. I mean, I haven't really checked out the death, thralls of a dust mite. I don't know how long it takes, but okay, Doc.
But there is another way to protect yourself from the gross mites that feast on your skin. And it's kind of obvious. You wash your sheets, right? Now, we have the recommendation from a doctor on how often you're supposed to be doing that. You're going to hear it in a minute. I'll tell you right now, it was surprising. It's not what I do. But first, we run around the office to ask our coworkers how often they're washing their bed sheets.
Mm. Oh, every week. Yeah, I like flannel sheets this time of year, so I have to change them every week.
First of all, flannel sheets. I am always cold. They make me so sweaty. I don't know how people sleep in them.
Flannel sheets, to me, I only want to encounter that like in a cabin. To me, like, it's just, yeah, it's not a material that I like to sleep on. And it's not the only one. But yeah, not something I want for my sheets.
It's a really bad answer because I think it is like once a month.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's like when I was in college. When I was in college, I don't think I would change my sheets once a month. I used to have my roommate. Her mom would come and she would put four layers of sheets on.
Yeah.
And then every week she would take off one of the layers.
She would just rip one off.
Yeah, which was really smart to me. And as an adult, I'm not sure why I don't do that. But imagine not changing your sheets for 4 weeks and not being in college.
I mean, honestly, though, can a dust mite make its way through a sheet? So I don't think that would really do it for internet doctor guy. So I don't know about the four layer thing. I mean, if it goes 2 weeks in my house, my wife's skin is crawling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she likes to do it more than that.
But she explains why she waits 4 weeks.
I should probably change it more often, but I don't know. I just don't. It's hard.
It's hard.
That's not really an explanation. that's not an acceptable explanation whatsoever.
We asked another one of our coworkers.
Every 2 weeks. I know that by heart because I have my cleaning lady do it for me. I only have her do it because I have this really, really big bed, California King. And you ever see me try to make a bed is not okay. I'm too short. So then one side comes up and then I go to the other side. So I just give up.
I will say that I have a difficult time with that, too.
Yeah.
I'm always running from one edge to the other, like a diagonal. Mm. And then I make it to one. I get it on. I go to the other one and then it flies off. And I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
You got
to
get the deep sheets, the deep ones that you know, kind of curl around it.
Mm-hmm.
Regular ones, they just, you know, one of the corners will pop off when you go to the other corner.
Yeah, I'm learning that. I bought Amazon sheets for my daughter's bed. Yeah, and it's been an issue.
Yeah.
We asked another one of our coworkers how often he changes his sheets.
Once per week. I have three sets that I rotate between.
You have multiple sets of sheets?
I have three.
How many do you have, Raven, at your house?
At least four or five.
Really?
Yeah, at least four or five sheets.
Oh, we have two
sets of sheets.
We have two sets for each bed in our house. So like ours and then our daughters each have two sets each.
Mm-hmm.
But we change about every 2 weeks, too. That's our average.
Yeah.
And this is what the doctor said.
Most experts agree that you can wash your sheets about once a week and be probably just fine. However, I would say if you sweat a lot, if you sleep with Fido, if you're doing other things in the bed, you know what I mean? Make sure you're washing your sheets more often than once a week.
Oh my gosh, I never even thought, like, once a week to me sounds like a lot.
What does she mean, like, doing other things in the bed? Taxes?
Yeah, your taxes, eating.
Folding laundry?
Eating a steak, pizza maybe.
Right.
Like, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.